I hear Jesus speaking to these disciples, and they're coming in, like I said, they're washing their nets. They want to go home. They're tired. And Jesus said, time to reboot. And they're looking at, come on, guys, reset your nets. Restart the boat. Renew your efforts. And as this message came through to Barbara and I yesterday as we were meditating on it, it's like the Lord has spoke to our hearts that He's waiting on men and women, boys and girls, that'll speak by faith prophetically and say, let's do it again. Let's reset the nets. Let's reboot our life. Let's get back to the basics. Let's go for the catch. Go for the harvest. Amen? I mean, we could sit all day long waiting for Jesus to say, set your nets again. Well, He's already said it. Now He wants us to repeat it and follow the example. And if you've been fishing all night for someone to come to the Lord, if you've been fishing all night for how to start a business, if you've been fishing all night for something in your life that needs to change, and you haven't seen the results, I'm telling you, this is the day that God has ordained for us all to reset and reboot. Renew your efforts. And I want you to stand, and I'm going to pray and ask Denise to interpret into Spanish. Father, in Jesus' name,
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús,
we have many areas of our life
hay muchas áreas en nuestra vida
where it seems we have failed.
Que parece que hemos fallado.
Our nets are empty.
Nuestras redes están vacías.
But we hear you today.
Pero te escuchamos a ti hoy.
And you say to us, reset the net.
Y tú nos has dicho, resetea la red.
Launch out into the deep.
Boga mar adentro.
Go to work one more time.
Ve a trabajar una vez más.
And in my word,
y en mi palabra,
in my authority,
con mi autoridad,
you will have a catch. You'll
vas have, a pescar.
You'll have the harvest.
Vas a tener la cosecha.
So, Father, we hear this message.
Padre, escuchamos este mensaje.
And we apply it to our life right now.
Y lo aplicamos a nuestras vidas ahora mismo.
Individually.
Individualmente.
And corporately as a church.
Y corporalmente como iglesia.
Lord, at your word,
Señor, en tu palabra,
we will throw the nets out again.
Tiraremos la red otra vez.
And by your example,
y por tu ejemplo,
we see a mighty harvest.
Vemos una gran cosecha.
A harvest that's so big,
una cosecha tan grande,
that we'll have to ask other churches to come and help us.
Que vamos a tener que pedirle a otras iglesias que nos vengan a ayudar. En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
We reset the net.
Reseteamos la red.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Denise. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Denise at this time is going to take the children upstairs. Is that right? Okay, children can go with Denise upstairs. Amen. The best kids in town right there. That's a terrific message. It's what we're doing. We're resetting the net, guys. Resetting the net. Oh, wow. The question pops into my lightning fast brain. Could it be, just a question, could it be that the Lord prevented the catch by our own efforts so He could miraculously give us a catch according to His word? Could be. And I believe that the Lord set this up for us today to have a reboot Sunday, a restart Sunday, so that we hear him saying it's time to reset. We hear him by the Holy Spirit saying it's time to reset our effort, reboot our efforts. Amen. I want you guys to go for souls. Look who came in the door. Welcome. God bless you guys. Amen. I want you guys to just redo it. Those efforts that you've been making towards the loved ones that you want to come to Christ, throw that net back out there. You're going to catch some fish. Because we hear the word of the Lord saying it's time to restart. Reset. Amen. Part of our reset Sunday, our reboot Sunday, is we want to share with everyone what our leadership has put together is like a guideline for how the ministry operates. And Mitch has put this on PowerPoint. Yeah. Amen. And I want to ask Mitch to come at this time and share with you for a few minutes. It's going to give you an outline. It's kind of like school, okay? He's a school teacher, so yeah. is going to give us some ideas to how the ministry works and how you can have your part in what God has us doing.
Hi, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everybody doing on this January 5th? Good? Blessed? Amen. Ah, it's good to see you. You know, this message of reboot, this reboot year, this day, this reboot day, you know, if you really think about, well, I've been preparing for this. I've been doing some prayer and some other things, and there's just, I know we all have areas of our life that need restarted, right? Right? There's something, I'm talking about something in your life that just needs a reboot. You just got to press that button and reboot that. And I want to share with you the refreshed vision and mission of Faith Ministries Church. You're all here today because something pulled you here, whether it be family, whether it be the Holy Spirit, whether it be the relationships that you have with people. But the fact of the matter is, you're a part of God's work here on earth. You're a part of what Faith Ministries is doing. And I want you, and we want you, to be a part of that each and every day. Each and everything you do reflects where you go to church. Even everything you do reflects that you're a Christ follower. And in doing so, I want you to catch this vision. I want you, if you have your Bibles, or if you're sitting next to somebody with a Bible, I want you to turn to Habakkuk chapter 2. And when you get there, I want you to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, that's right. Habakkuk chapter 2. I want you to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I always like to interject some way of praise and some way of saying thank you to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, it says this. It says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables or tablets that he may run that readeth it." And what does that mean? That means if you have a vision, if we have a vision, we need to make it plain and write it down so that whoever reads it can take it, can grab a hold of it, and run with it. Amen? And run with it. And that running means run in our lives. Take it. Grab a hold of it. Run with it. Live it. Activate it. This is what you're going to see is why Faith Ministries exists. Why you are here and why we exist as a congregation. Amen?
Amen?
Write it down. Make it plain so that he who reads it can run with it. Can take it. Can grab a hold of it. Can activate it in their lives. We have to ask ourselves, I believe, before we go into why we exist. What is our mission here? We have to ask ourselves why we exist. Why does this church here? And by church, I mean, why is the body of Christ here? I don't mean this building. This building is here for a number of reasons. But why are we here as the church? Why are you and I, the people, here at this church? What is our mission? I believe the answer to that, we have to turn and ask ourselves, why does the gospel exist? We have to ask that question. If I'm to know why am I here to exist, I have to first know why is the gospel here? What is it that Jesus came to do? What about Christ? What about it? What about it makes it different? Why is it so great? What's all this hype about the gospel? I believe that the true message comes in a chapter called Romans. If you have your Bible or sitting next to somebody, I want you to go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to say hallelujah when you get there. People, today is Reboot Sunday. That means today is a day that we can just turn off all the old stuff. You know, you had a computer, freezes up, doesn't work right, slow, it's not working the way you want to. What do? You hit the reboot button, right?
Yeah.
And then what comes up? And it runs nice and smoothly, right? And if we take care of it, delete the files here and there, store our places in certain places. It will keep going. Romans 12, 2, I believe, is the reason why the gospel exists. Romans 12, 2, we say, hallelujah. I'm not even there yet. My apologies. It says this. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, But be, oh, I love this word, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know what that renewing means? Reboot. By the rebooting of your mind. You know, some people say, you talk to some neuroscientists, they tell you that your brain is like a computer. If our mind isn't working right, if our mind is full of junk, guess what we can do?
Reboot. Transform.
Transform. Reboot it. Hallelujah. It says this. It says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's, what God's will is. Why we exist is to be transformed, and then we will know what God's will is for our life, and then we can run with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then you can run with it. Then you can live it. Then you can show God's love. And then you can live God's purpose. Why? Because we rebooted our mind. Catch that. That's why the gospel exists, so that we can renew, we can reboot, we can be transformed. We can be no longer like we used to be, junk and all these other things, but now we can be renewed into a new person, into a new thing. Amen?
Amen.
The purpose is to be transformed from everything that this world stands for, from everything that this world speaks for, from everything that this world wants, from everything that this world deems important, into a new person, and not to live for yourself, but to live for Christ. And to live for Christ is to be blessed. To be blessed. And to be called children of God. And to be under the covering of God. And to forever, eternally be with the Father. But we can only be that way if we renew our mind, if we transform ourselves, if we reboot. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many times I hear people saying, I need to find my purpose in life. Well, guess what? It's right here. Just reboot your mind. Well, I don't like that. Well, sometimes our computer doesn't like what we do. And so what do we have to do? Reboot it. Reboot it. So with all of that, Romans 12, 2, the transformation and renewing of your mind. The leadership here has felt that there should have been there's a renewing of this ministry, and we've talked about it. We've discussed it. And there is a renewing. It's not that the base purpose of this place is changed. It hasn't. But it's refreshed. It's renewed. It's renewed. And you get to be a part of it. And you're a part of it. You are a part of this ministry. You are a part of what this place does. You saw the videos of the past year. You are a part to make that happen. We have these boards up here. And up on this board, you can see this map here. The map of Mexico. There's maps of partners that you help. There's maps of people in the Philippines that you sent money to help. There's brochures of people in Mexico, Bobby and Mickey, and their work in Navajo and El Shaddai Ministry. And Mark Bowling and their global ministries in India. You help them. You're a part of what this ministry does. Amen?
Yes.
You're a part of that. You're a part of that. And as to be a part of that, then we have to know our mission. We have to know our purpose. Because then we can find other things that we can be a part of. Then we know God's perfect will. And we can say, yes, I'm a part of that. Or no, I can't be a part of that. So what is it? The first thing that we changed is a logo. That's the logo. You see that logo on bulletins. You're going to see the logo on flyers. You're going to see that logo on newsletters. Why? That's the face. That's what people see. You see that C with an F and M? You know that's Faith Ministries Church. You know that's Faith Ministries Church. You see that? You know that what we do is a part of that. The next thing we have to understand, why do we exist? What is our mission? What is our mission? What is our mission? What is our mission? What are we doing here? We're here to transform families. We're here to transform our community. And we're here to transform the world. Amen? That's what we're really here for. Let's talk about Christ. What did he want to do? He wanted to talk to people. Why? Because it transforms their families. He wanted to talk to the community. That's why he taught on the mountain. Guess what? Because it transforms the community. And ultimately, when we transform a community, we ultimately affect the world. That's what we're here for. That's why you're at Faith Ministries Church. You help the world. Right now we're helping Mexico. We're helping India. We're helping Africa. We're helping the world. Write the vision, make it plain. What's our mission? To transform families, our community, and the world. Families here. Guess what? You have a family. It's here at this church. Guess what? You have sisters and brothers and uncles. That's your family that may not come to this church. Okay, but our mission is to transform families. That's why the gospel exists, and that's why we love Christ. Because we want to see transformation. We want to see that Romans 12:2 happening within our own families. Amen? We want to see that transformation happening within our own community. Amen? We want to see this happening in the world. Yes?
Yes.
That's why we're here at Faith Ministries, because we are transforming the world. We're transforming families, community, and the world. You saw that on the video. We do community events. We do church events. We do family events. We do world events. We help. But it all starts here with this family. This family. You're my family. Hopefully, you can call me your family. I say that because we have to bring this transformation to the families. We have to bring this transformation to the community. And we have to bring this transformation to the world. How do we do that? How do we do that? That's the vision. How do we do that? 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 Technical difficulties. Yeah, we got to reboot the rebooter. Why do we do it? How do we do it? We bring transformation. That's what the gospel does, right? We talked about that. It brings transformation. How many of you, when you first heard the gospel, it transformed your mind, even just a little bit? And if we dive deep into the gospels, what does it keep doing? It keeps transforming you. Here at this church, here at Faith Ministries, we are going to strive to bring transformation in four aspects. We're going to strive to bring transformation to you, the families, to our community, and to the world in four different aspects. One is by experiencing God's presence. This is preparing an atmosphere for the movement of the presence of God to touch lives. We are going to experience or give opportunities for people to experience the presence of God, because that is also what will help transform you. In experiencing the presence of God in the form of worship, in the form of prayer, that's what we want to get into. To be a place where people can say, yes, that God's presence dwells there. We want to be a place where people are taught God's word. There's no basis foundation except for being taught God's word. God's word is the foundation. God's word tells us right and wrong. It tells us good and bad. It tells us how to live our lives. It tells us how we as a church family can transform families, can transform our community, and can transform the world. It tells us. All we have to do is listen to God's word. And read God's word. Everything cannot be talked about on the pulpit on Sunday. And so it takes me to go home and read the word. It takes me to go home and read the word. It takes me to talk to whoever about the word. Because we can teach each other. We can talk to each other as a family would. And if that hasn't been happening, then guess what? Reboot. 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 We want to train you. We want you to train in the ways of Christ. How many of you have ever seen Star Wars before? I'm just going to bring this up. Star Wars. Okay, Jedi, right? Okay, probably one of the coolest things ever created. Well, by the storyline. Anyway, Jedis have to go to a Jedi school, right? Why? You can't just one day all of a sudden be knowledgeable in all things about the Force. Can you? No, they call them Padawans, right? Little kids, right, that are training, that are being trained up, and then they become masters. The power of Christ is very similar if you watch the storylines to the Force. Very similar. I'm not saying that it is. I'm not putting new doctrine out there. I'm just saying it's pretty close. We have to train ourselves the same way. We have to school ourselves in the Word of God. We have to be taught. We have to be shown. We have to ask questions. Yes, and also we have to make mistakes. That's part of it. We have to make mistakes. Some of you know me fairly well, some of you may not, and I apologize for that, but I make mistakes. Oh. But you know what? That's all part of training. It's all part of training. But guess what? We don't have to stay in that mistake. It's all part of training. A good training will tell you, yes, we fall, but we get back up. Yes, we may say the wrong thing, but we go and apologize. Yes, we may do the wrong action, but we repent and turn from that action. But that all comes by being trained in the Word of God. So we want to strive this year and from now on to teach the Word of God here at this place so that everybody who comes to Faith Ministries Church can say, yes, I'm taught the Word of God, and I can stand on the Word of God because I know the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The third thing that we want to get across in our mission, in our vision at Faith Ministries Church is to show God's love. Is to show God's love. Well, how do we do that? We provide an atmosphere of love. That means everything we do is out of love. We do that because we're a family. Families love each other. Yeah, you may make a mistake, but guess what? What are you going to do as a family member? You're going to kick them, never come back. No. You may have to correct, but what do you do? Somebody falls, somebody trips, somebody does something wrong, you pick them back up and say, you know what, it's all right, we don't have to do that again. You know what happens when you did that. Get up and let's go. That's showing God's love. Reboot that person. Being there for one another. Being a blessing for one another. I'm going to say right now that we need each other. We do. I need you, and maybe you need me. But that's why we're here. When something's wrong with your life, you call a family member. That's what we want to be with you. We want to be a family member that you can call and count on. When you're having those troubles, when you're having that fall, we want to be that person that you call and say, hey, I need help. And guess what? I'm there. And you know what? If that hasn't happened, I apologize. But we all need a reboot. We keep our focus on loving God. We keep our focus on loving other people just for who they are. And we are all created by God. I'm going to use a quote. I'm going to do this. Is this okay? I'm not going to get into politics, but I'm going to talk. Sometimes I watch Duck Dynasty. How many of you ever watched Duck Dynasty before? Okay. There's a guy on there, Phil Robertson. He says all the time in interviews and at the end of his show and sometimes in the show, he says the world would be a whole lot better place if we love God and love each other. That's his main message on a TV show. We need to show God's love to families. We need to show God's love to our community. And we need to show it to the world. And that all starts here. It all starts with us. I love you. And if I haven't shown it, I'm sorry, but you might get some now. The fourth and final piece to the puzzle that makes transformation complete at Faith Ministries Church is living God's purpose. Is living God's purpose. I tell you what, if we were taught God's word and learned that by prayer and worship we can experience God's presence, and by reading God's word and experiencing God's presence, we can show love to everybody. In that by itself, you are living God's purpose. God's purpose on earth was to show love and to transform people. If you can show love, you may just transform somebody. It doesn't stop there, but it sure does start there. We need to help each other and keep our focus on loving God and be quick to love and quick to forgive, living God's purpose. To love each other where they are while the Word of God transforms them. While the Spirit of God transforms them. To love and care for the earth that we live in. And ultimately, to help be a launching pad for the Great Commission. The Great Commission is to go in all the world and make disciples of all men and all nations. If there's somebody across the street that doesn't know Jesus, who thinks he's the delivery guy, there's one person who still does not know the power of God's love. The Great Commission means to go spread the gospel. What's the gospel mean? Gospel means good news. What's the good news? You're saved. God loves you. The love of God is powerful, people. Powerful, powerful, powerful. We all like it when we're loved. Feels good. Imagine how a person would feel showing them the ultimate love, God's love. Excited, powered, empowered, embraced, like they have a will to live, like they have something to live for. They have a purpose to transform their own life. And to transform their own life, they can transform their family's life. They can transform their family's life, they can transform their community. If they can transform their community, they're on the way to transforming the world. That's what we're about here at Faith Ministries. You're a part of that. You are a part of that. Each and every day that you come, each and every day that you're here, each and every time you call somebody on the phone, each and every time you talk to somebody on the streets, you're a part of Faith Ministries Church, and we want to empower you to transform your family, transform the community, and transform the world, because you can, because greater is He on the inside of you than He is in the world. You have God's love, and you have God's power. Amen. You can do it. Catch it. Habakkuk 2:2 says what? Write it plain. There it is. Now run with it. Catch it. Understand it. Tell it to people. Share it. It's pretty simple. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, Faith Ministries Church, where's that at? 11th and C, 901. Oh, what's that all about? What do you do there? I'll tell you what. We experience God's presence. You get taught the word there. They love you there. If we do all that, you'll find a will to live and what God's will is for your life. Well, what's that church purpose? To transform families, to transform the community, and to transform the world. That's what we're here to do. People, I want to thank you for being a part of this ministry. I want to thank you for being a part of what it does. Continue your partnership. Continue it. Be proud of Faith Ministries Church. Be proud to call this your home. Why? Because we are active. We hit the reboot button. You know what happens when you hit the reboot button? What happens when we turn 180? What happened in the boat? They caught a lot of fish. They had a lot of work to do because they had a lot of things. Catch it. Let's run with it. Let's spread the news. Let's spread the gospel. Let's do all the things that it says it does. Let's be the love of God in everybody's life, in this town, in this community, in this world. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Let's give Him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Morning. That was good. Amen. I'm a little biased, but you know. We want to welcome you again. I know we've told you that several times, but we're just so happy to see everybody, to have y'all here. You guys are what make, you know, without you guys, Faith Ministries couldn't do what it does. Right. And you know, whether you see a little part of it or you've been super involved, I mean, just you being here, your support, your love is amazing. And we wouldn't be able to make it without you. I just wanted to share a scripture, Matthew chapter 6. God is good.
Hallelujah.
That's pretty simple. Mission and vision. What do we do? You know, what do we do and why do we do it? Transform families, our community, and the world. Through experiencing God's presence, teaching God's word, showing God's love, living God's purpose. It's simple. We can get it, catch it, and we can run with it. And when I was getting ready for this morning, yesterday, you know, if you're following, we have a scripture reading plan, and yesterday was Matthew chapter 6, and in verse 19, it says, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroy them, where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." That's a powerful, powerful verse. Where what we put our effort into, what we put our heart into, that's our treasure. That's our treasure. You can look at a person's life and you can tell what matters most to them. Some people, it's, you know, their physical appearance. They work out all the time. They eat really good. You know, that is what's important to them. Some people, it's school. They go to school forever and ever, it seems like, and they're getting degrees and all kinds of stuff. Some people, it's their family or their job. Well, God wants us to store up our treasures in heaven with Him, working for Him. And on Tuesday, if you were here Tuesday night, on New Year's Eve, we had a service, and there were just some things, some prophetic things shared about this coming year. And Pastor shared about 2014, I hope I'm not taking some of your stuff, but how 2014 is the year of the gift for us of Faith Ministries. That's going to be our focus. What, and at every opportunity, you know, what is a gift? Something somebody gives you, right? Well, we have the ultimate gift, Jesus. He was the ultimate gift. What is, you know, John 3:16 say? We all know that. God so loved the world that he what? That he gave. Jesus himself said that I came not to be served, but to serve. He had the attitude of love and of giving. And this year, 2014, I know we just had Christmas and that seems to be a lot about gifts, but this whole year, we're going to focus on the gift with every opportunity, giving, giving. So where is our treasure? Where is our treasure? Genesis 8:22, that was also part of the reading. It says, as long as the earth remains, there will be sowing and reaping, springtime and harvest. You know, there's going to be day and night, winter and spring, winter and summer, excuse me. And the earth is still here, right? You know, last year the world didn't explode or whatever. I mean, whatever is supposed to happen. We're still here. Praise the Lord. And as long as the earth is still here, as long as we're still here, we have opportunities to sow. We have opportunities to give. And the word says that whatever we give, we're going to get back. And not just what we sowed. What does the word say? That he'll make it pressed down, shaking together, and running over? Amen. That's our God. Because our one step for us is a lot smaller than God's one step, yeah. Right? So when we're working for him and we're doing things for him, as we're taking steps towards him, he's taking steps towards us. And his steps are a lot bigger, yeah. A lot bigger. So this is the year of the gift, the year of the gift. We're focusing on giving. All of those things have to do with that, giving. Amen. Where is our heart? Where is our treasure? We can store up all the stuff for us, but... You know, we tell the youth all the time, you go to a cemetery, a funeral, you never see a U-Haul there dumping in all the stuff that they're going to take with them. We can't take anything with us. So we might as well store up our treasures in a place where we're actually going to get them. Yeah. And that's in heaven. That's with God. So there was a quote that I remembered as I was listening to Mitch. And John F. Kennedy famously said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And this year, focusing on giving, we need to do the same with God. Not focus on, you know, what's God going to give me? You know, what can I get from God? But instead, focus on, God, what can I do for you?
Yes, amen.
What can I do for you, God? Because I know your word says that when I do things for you, that I'm going to be blessed anyways. So I might as well work for you. So God, what can I do for you? It's not about the presence. You know, couple weeks ago, we had gifts all under the tree here, and we had our Christmas program, and all the kids got a gift. Well, everybody got a gift, actually, and TV was all about, you know, commercials and getting stuff. And we enjoy that, you know, like Calvin said, that it was God's idea to give gifts. I mean, the king, he put it on the wise men's heart to give gifts to Jesus. But that's not what it's about. It's not about presence. It's about his presence.
Yeah.
It's about his presence. So this year, as we're rebooting, let's focus on God. I'm sorry if I've been selfish and just worrying about what I'm going to get. What can I do for you? What can I do for you this year? Show me. Show me ways to show your love. Show me ways to help other people. Because whatever we need, you know, I think it was Eric that was talking a few weeks ago in one of his messages or sometime, was that, you know, if we need something, then we need to start sharing it. If we need more money, then we need to look for ways to give what we have. If we need health, you know, if we need healing in our bodies, take the opportunity. If somebody's around you that's sick, pray for them. God's going to bless your body because you're trying to bless other people's bodies.
Amen.
If you need joy, encouragement, then work on encouraging other people. You know, misery loves company. Well, don't give them any more company. Give them encouragement. Give them encouragement. Give them joy. And I promise you, you know, you'll get it back. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Yeah. So this year, 2014, year of the gift. You're going to be seeing that, hearing about it. We're going to be talking about it, and we're going to be living it. Amen. And it's going to be good. So quite a few changes. Not really changes, I guess, like Mitch said, refreshing, rebooting, condensing. That's a good thing. You defrag your hard drive, you know, get rid of some stuff that you don't need to be, that doesn't need to be in there. Slows your computer down. Well, it's time for us to get rid of some stuff that's slowing us down, condense it all up, and get moving. Part of that is, you know, we have the new logo. We have the new, condensed vision and purpose statement. And part of that too, and we wanted to give one to every family, if you can help me with that. Something else that's changed a little bit is, Mitch and Eric, you guys are awesome. Something that's also been revamped and rebooted has been our welcome packets. And if you had gotten one before, you know, maybe I've been here so long, I don't even remember what our welcome packet looked like, what was in it. But we're going to be giving one of these to every family. Please look in it. And we are going to ask that you... Mitch, can I have one? Thank you. All right. So in your welcome packet, you have your Abundant Increase newsletter. Awesome, awesome articles. Read that. You also have the Reaping the Harvest DVD that we just saw this morning, so you can enjoy that. You'll have your monthly calendar and also a missions newsletter. And on the right side of your welcome packet, we have our new Faith Ministries business card, and that has all of our information. We also have extra business cards in the back, and I encourage you, take a few. I stick them in my wallet that goes in my purse. Sometimes you see somebody and, you know, you're telling them, you know, you should come to church. You should come. And they're like, well, you know, well, what time is it at? Cause, you know, I work and I, whatever. And, you know, these are just really good ways. It has all of our, service information on the back here. And, those are really good to give out to people. So that's our new business card. And then you can see on the right-hand side all these blue little tabbed cards. This is pretty much, in a nutshell, all of the information that you would want to receive when you're a brand new person. A condensed version of everything about Faith Ministries all right here. So we have our mission. We have a little welcome letter from the pastors. We have a schedule of services. What we believe. Because it's important if you want to start involving yourself, you know, whether it's a new job or, you know, whatever you're putting your time into, you want to know what do they actually believe? This is what we believe. Why are we here? And I want to talk a little bit about this last card, this guest information card. I know that most of you have been here for a while, but we're going to ask that every family please fill one of these out and return them to the offering box in the back. So if it doesn't, I'm not sure if the slot's big enough, but you can fold it and stick it in there. But this is going to be our new information card. It asks a little bit more, and that's why we're asking you guys, to all of you, to fill one out for your family today. It asks a little bit more. It has a little questionnaire on the side of it. And to help us, to help the leadership of the church better serve you and your needs. So if you could please do that. And I promise we won't be sending you, you know, junk mail and all kinds of stuff, you know, if you're scared about that. Sometimes, you know, you give your information out, like stores and stuff, and then you get like a million emails on stupid stuff that doesn't even matter. But you won't be getting that from us, we promise. So please fill that out, and then before you leave today, stick it in the offering box. That way we can know who's here, because we want to be sending some reboot follow-up things for you. So please make sure that you do that. Also, starting next week, we will also be putting, with the welcome packet, we're going to be giving out Bibles to people that need them. They're going to be in every welcome packet. So if you don't have a Bible, you'll have one. And if you have, 10 Bibles on your shelf in every different version already, then you can use this as a love gift to pass on to somebody else who would need it. A way to give. So, so we're excited. And I hope that everything that's getting shared today, just ignites or reignites, reboots, your passion, your love, not only for God, but for this church and this ministry, the things that it's doing. I know that in the almost 15, maybe more than that, years that my family and I have been at this church, there have been times we wouldn't have made it without the love that's been shown to us through the families, not just Barbara and Calvin, but the families that have come and passed through Faith Ministries. It's a powerful, powerful thing, and we don't take lightly that you're here. We appreciate every one of you so much. And like Mitch said, if you haven't felt that love, if you haven't, been reached out to enough, we are truly and deeply sorry, because we do. We love all of you so much. And we talk so much, so highly of you guys. And when you're not here, we miss you, because we love you. So if you know somebody who's looking for that, who needs a family, who needs that love shown to them, bring them. It doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter what you look like. The Bible says God isn't a respecter of persons, and neither are we at this church. And so, we're taking this opportunity, this reboot opportunity, to change things that need changing, reboot things that need rebooting, and we're just going to go. It's going to be a good year. So, hallelujah. So please fill out that guest information card for your family. Turn it in the back, and amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I just have a little bit to share. Okay. Calvin and I have had a vision written down a long time. And back late fall, Mitch had emailed us and said, I'm a little bit fuzzy on what the vision is. And so we gave him the vision. We gave him things that the Lord has spoken all through the years. And Eric and Denise and Mitch and Nina all sat down together, and they put their heads together, and they came up with this plan out of what we had in our hearts. They simplified it and made it easier to grab a hold of and know this is what we're doing. And so it really, really brought it. It just highlighted and made it easy to understand. Amen. And the logo, Calvin has been asking for a new logo for a while, and he's been saying, we're going to show, this is our old logo. It was a shield, a faith shield, and under the King's command was our motto. And we did that logo in 1987 and have had it a long time, and it's been a good logo. But Calvin just kept saying, something's different. We need to change. We need to update. There's a change going on. And we have felt right now that we're in a transformation stage into a new time. And so that's our old logo. And our new logo is very simple. It's an FM, and the circle could be church. It also can be FM Missions, FM Mexico. She's done the logo up. But Calvin had wanted a new logo, and Nina's the one that came up with this plan. He said, I want something flowing, easy. And so she came up with this logo, and we just really like it. Our new motto is Pursuing God's Purpose. But I feel like we're moving from being in war. It's like the shield represents we're in battle. You know, we're fighting, we're struggling, we're battling. And the Lord has said, you're going to come out of the struggles into a flow. And the scripture that came to my heart was John 7:37-38 that says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And then it goes on to say, and out of your belly or inner being will flow rivers of living water. But we're coming from a struggle into a flow. It's the time that we're going to pass from being in a struggle and in a battle into being in a flow. And it starts with our hunger for God. It says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Thirsting for God and coming to him. Psalms 42:1 says, as the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. So there's a hunger. Part of getting into the flow, the first step of getting into the flow is a hunger, hungering to be in the presence of God. Just like you crave for water. Think if you haven't had water in a long time, how you would long for that water. And we need to have a longing, that same kind of thirst and longing for the Lord. And I'm going to read John 7:38 in the Amplified, and that's our next step. It says, he who believes in me, who clings to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. So we need to have the thirst for God, to come to him, to drink from him, and then to believe in him, to rely on him, to put our trust in him. Hallelujah. To acknowledge and honor him. And then it says, and then springs of living waters. From your innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. Isaiah 41:18 says, I will open rivers in desolate heights and foundation in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Hallelujah. Have you felt dry? God's going to start the springs. Springing in you as you thirst for him, and it's a time for the flow. And this in Ezekiel 47:9, I want to read it. This whole chapter was about the river of God. But it says, and it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go. Now remember, rivers of living water will flow out of you. And it says here that wherever the rivers flow will live. Every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, shall live. What flows out of you is going to bring life when you're flowing in that river. There will be a great multitude of fish, and the fish represents people, because these waters go there, for they shall be healed. And everything will live wherever the river goes. And so having the river flowing out of you is going to bring life. Everywhere it flows, it'll bring life and it'll bring healing. And the Lord had just said to me, with the change of the logo, he said, you're moving from the battle into the flow. Amen. And so, yes, I would a lot rather flow than being in battle.
Amen. Well, everybody was going to do 15 minutes, and I've got 4 minutes left, so put a rush on it. Quit dropping your pencil. Reboot. Look at somebody and say, you need to reboot. God has a time for everything. This is the time to reboot. Reuben, would you come and help me? I need you to translate something. Thank you, brother. I didn't warn him. I just did that on the flash. Thank you, Reuben. Oh, yeah. Instant in, season and out. Can you put the logo back up? This has been in my heart a long time, and we finally got it on paper where we could see it. Here, let me hit this. It's not working. Here it comes in focus. Reboot. It's been my heart a long time. Go ahead and translate, Reuben.
Esto ha estado en mi corazón por mucho tiempo.
It's very simple.
Y es muy sencillo.
But it has a terrific message.
Tiene un mensaje maravilloso.
First of all, the F.
Primeramente, la letra, la F.
Is in form of the cross.
Está en forma de una cruz.
Paul the Apostle summarized his ministry by saying, I believe in the cross of Jesus Christ.
El apóstol Pablo lo dijo fácilmente en su ministerio cuando él dijo, yo creo en la cruz del Señor Jesús.
The cross is the basis of our Christianity.
Y la cruz es lo básico de nuestro cristianismo.
The F for faith is very important because the Bible says we can't please God without faith.
La F significa como fe porque la Biblia dice no podemos agradarle a Dios sin fe.
And of course the M stands for ministries.
Y claro que la M significa por ministerios.
When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, he put them here to minister to the earth.
Cuando Dios puso a Adán y a Eva en el jardín, él lo puso aquí para ministrar a las personas aquí en la tierra.
And when Jesus came, he came to minister.
Cuando el Señor Jesús vino, vino a ministrar.
And he gave that commission to us that we might continue ministering.
Y nos dio esa comisión a nosotros para que nosotros continuáramos en este ministerio.
So our simple logo has a strong message.
Así que nuestro logo sencillo, fácil, es un mensaje fácil.
Amen. You might say, how do I reboot?
Tal vez usted dice, ¿cómo voy a empezar de nuevo? ¿Cómo voy a hacer ese reboot? ¿Cómo voy a personalmente hacer esto?
Well, it starts with personal submission to God.
Primero empieza con una estar sujetado personalmente a Dios.
We bow before God and say, Lord, I'm willing and I'm ready.
Nos postramos delante del Señor y decimos nosotros, Señor, estoy dispuesto y estoy listo.
I submit to you, sir.
Me sujeto a ti, Señor.
That's where it all starts.
Ahí es donde empieza.
We will find that if there's sin in our life, he will want to deal with that.
Y encontramos si, por ejemplo, hay pecado en otras vidas, trataremos con eso.
A very important part of rebooting is repenting.
La parte muy importante de empezar de nuevo es el arrepentimiento.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because God wants to work with you.
Porque Dios quiere trabajar con usted.
And his work is more effective when he has a clean heart to work with.
Y su obra es más efectiva cuando usted tiene un corazón limpio para que el Señor pueda trabajar con usted.
Amen. Think of that. 1 John 1:9.
Primera de Juan 1:9.
It says, when we repent,
dice ahí que cuando nosotros nos arrepentimos,
God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
Dios es fiel y justo y de perdonar nuestros pecados.
And it's all part of rebooting.
Y todo tiene que ver con el nuevo empezar, el nuevo principio, el reboot.
In some ways,
y en ciertas formas,
I repent every day.
Yo me arrepiento todos los días.
Not that I necessarily sin every day.
No que yo peco todos los días, pero.
But there's something in my life that could have been better every
hay
day.
Hay algo en mi vida que tal vez puede ser mejorado.
And I'll say, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't do my best.
Y digo yo, Señor, lo siento, pero no hice lo mejor que pude haber hecho yo.
So I repent a lot.
Así que yo me arrepiento mucho.
And not necessarily for sin.
No necesariamente por pecar.
But I reboot.
Pero hago un nuevo principio, hago reboot.
Amen.
Amen.
He will direct us towards the study of his word.
Nos va a dirigir hacia el estudio de su palabra.
And he will direct us towards prayer.
Y nos va a dirigir hacia a la oración.
One of our most important places to reboot is prayer.
Uno de los lugares más importantes de volver a empezar de nuevo es en la área de la oración.
Because none of us pray enough.
Porque ninguno de nosotros oramos lo suficiente.
Let's think about this.
Vamos a pensar un poco acerca de esto.
Is it how long, how many minutes we pray?
¿Se trata de qué tantos minutos, cuál fue la longitud de nuestra oración?
Or is it the quality of our prayer?
¿O será mejor la calidad de nuestra oración?
If I do not know how to pray,
si yo no sé cómo orar, por ejemplo,
I can spend 1 hour speaking words.
Yo puedo tomar o pasar una hora hablando un palabrerío.
And never get through the ceiling.
Y nunca llego, paso más allá del cielo aquí, del techo.
But if I know the will of God,
pero si yo conozco la voluntad de Dios,
by knowing the word of God,
cuando yo conozco la palabra de Dios,
then I know how to pray.
Entonces yo sé cómo orar.
And I'm with a few words,
y con esas pocas palabras,
I can speak his will in faith,
puedo hablar su voluntad en fe,
and he hears me.
Y él me oye, me escucha.
But I need to do that a lot.
Pero tengo que hacer esto más que suficiente.
Paul said,
Pablo dijo,
pray without ceasing.
Orar sin cesar.
A dear old friend of my family,
un amado amigo de mi familia,
said, keep a prayer in your heart.
Siempre decía, mantener una oración en su corazón.
I believe one of our reboot areas needs to be going back to our first love.
Creo yo que uno de nuestro volver de empezar de nuevo es retornarnos a nuestro primer amor.
Revelation 2:4.
Revelación, perdón, Apocalipsis capítulo 2:4.
The Lord speaking to one of the churches.
El Señor le habla a una de las iglesias.
He said, I have something against you. You've left your first love.
Y él dijo, pues yo tengo algo en contra de ti que has dejado tu primer amor.
I want to reboot my love for Christ.
Yo quiero empezar de nuevo mi amor para con
Reset
Cristo.
My love for Christ.
Y volver a empezar, como dijo la hermana Denise, resetear mi amor así para Cristo.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sí.
We need to reboot in the area of how we participate in church activities.
Tenemos que volver a empezar en la área de cómo nosotros participamos en las actividades de la iglesia.
Sometimes there's things that need to be done in this ministry.
A veces hay cosas que tienen que llevarse a cabo en este ministerio.
And I just keep waiting on someone else to do it.
Y siempre estoy en espera yo a ver quién podrá hacerlo.
But I need to reboot.
Pero yo necesito de reboot, empezar de nuevo.
And just go ahead and do it.
Y nada más y hacerlo.
If I see something needs to be done, do it.
Si veo algo que tengo que hacer, vale más a ponerme
That's
a hacerlo.
That's why God called me to this ministry.
Por eso el Señor me habló a este ministerio.
Not to wait for someone else to do it.
No de en esperar en que alguien más lo haga.
He wants me to work.
Sino que él quiere que yo lo haga, que yo trabaje.
On Friday, Nina asked a bunch of the people to come and pass out reboot flyers.
En viernes, la hermana Nina dijo, pues pasen lo que necesitan estos folletos, ¿no? Para repartir al pueblo.
So we canvassed our immediate neighborhood with these little reboot
Entonces,
flyers.
Empezamos nosotros a repartir este folletito de nuevo principio reboot.
And I thought, I don't want to do that.
Y pensé yo, pues, ¿sabe? Yo no quiero hacer eso.
Let the youth group do it.
Vamos a dejar los jóvenes que lo hagan.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Y el Espíritu Santo me habló a mí.
He said, what's good for them is good for you.
Lo que es bueno para ellos, bueno es para ti también.
So I came and I joined the youth.
Entonces yo me puse ahí con los
and
jóvenes.
Several other people of my age came and joined the youth.
Y algunos de los miembros de la iglesia de mi edad vinieron también.
And we went throughout the community.
Y salimos por la comunidad.
Mitch divided us up, gave us the streets.
El hermano Mitch nos dividió y nos dio encargo cada uno las calles, ¿verdad? Que van a tener.
I felt good about that.
Y me sentía muy bien yo.
Because I rebooted.
Porque hice reboot, empecé de nuevo.
Got back into what I was supposed to be doing.
Me alineé a lo que yo debo de estar haciendo.
Simply participating in church activity.
Y es simplemente participando en las actividades de la
so
iglesia.
So there's a lot of ways to reboot.
Así que hay muchas maneras de volver a empezar. Reboot.
Another area that many of us need to reboot is church attendance.
Y otra área de donde nosotros tenemos que volver a empezar es cuando venimos a la iglesia. Asistir a la iglesia, perdón.
Let me give you some history.
Déjame darle una poquita de historia.
Barbara and I were raised in ministry.
Yo y Barbarita fuimos criados en el ministerio.
And we became ministers at an early age.
Y fuimos, pues llegamos a ser ministros en una edad muy joven, muy jovencitos.
But there were some areas of our life in immaturity.
Pero hay áreas en nuestras vidas donde nos faltaba, pues éramos inmaduros, no tenemos bastante madurez.
And we became what is termed burned out.
Y llegamos a un punto en nuestro ministerio donde éramos ya sobrecargados.
And we didn't want anything more to do with church or ministry.
Y estábamos cansados, no queríamos nada más con lo que tenía que ver con
so
iglesia o ministerio.
We started pulling back.
Y nos empezamos nosotros a hacer un lado, a hacernos
atrás. We had church at home.
Y tuvimos iglesia, cultos ahí en la casa, en el hogar.
We found a couple other families that had the same feelings, so we would get together with them sometimes.
Y encontramos otras pares de familias que sentían lo mismo que nosotros y nos reuníamos ahí en los hogares.
And so we had church in the home.
Así que en los hogares nos reunimos para tener iglesia.
But it just wasn't the same.
Pero nomás no era igual.
And we became very self-righteous and we thought, we're right and all those church people are wrong.
Y nosotros venimos a hacer, pues, teníamos como nuestra autojusticia y decíamos, nosotros estamos correctos y ellos están mal.
We were self-righteous.
Autojusticia.
And this caused us to separate from other Christians.
Y esto a causa que nos separamos de otros cristianos.
We had our little us four and no more group.
Teníamos nuestro pequeño nosotros cuatro y nadie más grupo.
But the Bible says you'll know them by their fruit.
Pero la Biblia dice que los vas a conocer por su fruto.
And I began to realize that the fruit of my life was ugly.
Y me di cuenta yo que el fruto de mi vida era horrible.
Because I wasn't fellowshipping with all Christians.
Porque yo no tenía compañerismo con todos los cristianos.
And I had separated myself in self-righteousness.
Y me había separado yo con mi autojusticia.
Sin began to come into my life.
Y entonces así le dio la entrada al pecado a mí.
And a lot of pride was in my life.
Y mucho orgullo en mi vida.
And sins that I don't want you to know about came into my life.
Y pecados que no quiero que usted se dé cuenta entraron en mi vida.
But there were serious problems arose in our family and our marriage.
Y serios problemas sucedieron en mi familia y en mi matrimonio.
God led us to move from New Mexico to Arizona in 1983.
Y el Señor nos guió que lo mudáramos de Nuevo México a Arizona en 1983.
And as we made the move,
y cuando hicimos esta mudanza,
Barbara and I came to a conclusion.
Barbarita y yo venimos a esta conclusión.
We need to reboot and get back to church.
Necesitamos de reboot, volver de empezar y retornarnos a la iglesia.
Our children need it, our family needs it.
Los niños lo necesitan, nuestra familia lo necesita.
We moved to Sierra Vista.
Nos mudamos a Sierra Vista.
And the Lord opened the doors for us to find fellowship with the brothers at Shiloh Church.
Y el Señor abrió las puertas para que encontráramos compañerismo con los hermanos de esta iglesia Shiloh.
Big story.
Es una historia grande.
But we rebooted. We got back in church.
Lo hicimos reboot. Volvimos a empezar y retornamos a la iglesia.
And the sin began to disappear out of our lives.
Y el pecado empezó a desaparecerse de nuestras vidas.
And the call of ministry began to come back into our lives.
Y el llamado del ministerio empezó a retornar a nuestras vidas.
And we began to find ourselves in love with Jesus more than ever before.
Y nos encontramos nosotros mismos enamorados con Cristo una vez más.
And we began to love the people of God more than ever before.
Y empezamos a amar a las personas de Dios más que nunca.
No longer did we want to be separated, but we wanted to be together.
Ya no queríamos ser separados, sino que queríamos estar unidos.
You need to believe this.
Pero usted necesita de creer esto.
The more you love God, the more you're going to love His body.
Más amas a Dios, más vas a amar al cuerpo.
You can't separate God from His body.
No puedes separar a Dios de su cuerpo.
And to love Him is to love His body.
Y para amarlo a Él es amar a su cuerpo.
Look in your Bibles at Hebrews chapter 10.
Vamos a nuestras Biblias, al libro de Hebreos, capítulo 10.
Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
No dejando de congregarnos como algunos tienen por costumbre, sino que exhortándonos, y tanto más cuando veas que aquel día se acerca.
God wants us together.
Dios quiere que estemos juntos.
It's His will.
Es voluntad de Él.
I am a body.
Yo soy cuerpo.
I have arms.
Tengo brazos.
Legs.
Piernas.
Ears.
Y oídos.
Toes and a nose. Toes and a nose.
Dedos en los pies y una nariz.
Please don't separate them.
Por favor, no los separe.
Please.
Por favor, no.
It hurts.
Porque duele.
Ow!
Ay!
God, don't pull my arm off.
No me saques mi brazo.
Ow!
Ay, ay, ay.
We're the body of Christ.
Somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
He wants us together.
Nos quiere juntos. Nada más dos amén, tres. No, cierto.
So reboot starts personally.
Así que el reboot, el nuevo principio,
but it also
empieza personalmente.
It also involves our families.
Pero también incluye nuestras familias.
And there's something in your life that needs to come back to reboot.
Y hay algo en su vida que tiene que volver a empezar o reboot.
Do so.
Hazlo, pues.
It's good for you.
Es bueno para usted.
It's good for your family.
Y para su familia.